You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Engage in a pattern or practice of stops, searches, or arrests that violate the Fourth Amendment.
The call comes a day after a visit by Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who pledged to improve the police department.
I am really here with my team to commit to you personally and on behalf of the Department of Justice that we will stay.
Lynch met with city officials, community leaders, and the family of Freddie Gray. ISIS claims to have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states ready to attack. They posted the message online in response to the Garland, Texas event last weekend featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. They also claimed responsibility for the attempted attack on that event. This is USA Headline News.
589%. 589%? That is how much more fat you could burn if you were using the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system from ilikehowilook.com. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. A double-blind controlled clinical study showed that the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system burned 589% more fat than exercise and dieting alone. Think how much easier it'll be to lose weight. Go to ilikehowilook.com and read the study for yourself. You swallow a small capsule at 10, another at 2, and eat a tasty collagen protein candy chew anytime you need a snack. And with that, you could burn 589% more fat. Watch the video at ilikehowilook.com to get the full story. Most people notice a curbed appetite and more energy the very first day. It's safe, all natural, there's a money-back guarantee, and they'll even send you free samples. Go to ilikehowilook.com. ilikehowilook.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Today's already May 6th. It's Wednesday, about 3:04 in the afternoon. I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather if you happen to be listening in the central New Jersey area. Basically, let's see, today, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low about 51. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low about 55 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. On Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 57. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 81, and then partly cloudy with a low around 61 on Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 82. And then Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62, which sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. So stay with us. We are Talented People, and we'll be right back.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Driving. Trees went back.
Hey, here we are on Talented People. My guest today is actually someone that you probably know personally if you're in the Hunterdon County area, or that you probably heard on the show before. She is the mayor of Clinton, the town of Clinton in New Jersey, and her name is Mayor Janice Kovach. How are you today, Janice?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad to have you here, because it's been about a year, I think, since you were actually in studio.
Probably, yeah.
And so, God, why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about what you've been up to since we last saw you?
So I guess there's a couple of things we were working on. I did run for Congress last year, mm-hmm. which was an interesting and a good experience. Definitely something that was an eye-opening experience, I would say. I did that. I did a lot of work with, continued to work with a lot of the women's organizations and training women to run for office. We did try working on the documentary, and I'm hoping that at some point in time we can get back to it and we can continue that. And maybe that's kind of the next step, not the step before running for Congress, but the post step. So it's been kind of crazy, and you know, I'm looking forward to continuing the work that I've been doing all along.
Well, let's talk about what you do all along right now, because as the mayor of Clinton, New Jersey, or the town of Clinton, I should say, you've been an officer for how long?
4 years now.
And what do you do over there? Like, we know that you make such a difference, and as a matter of fact, today with one of the companies in your own town, Unity Bank, they were speaking so highly about you and the things that you do for that town.
It's because I answer the phone calls when someone complains about potholes.
Well, hello. Hey, that's a big deal. I drive around thinking about it in other parts of Hunterdon County, and I don't think anyone answers their calls. They certainly don't call back.
That's true. It's hard. I mean, you know, one of the everyone thinks that being a mayor is, you know, all these policy issues and discussions, but really a lot of it is dealing with the day-to-day. It's, you know, the winter was a tough winter, so it's making sure that the roads are maintained. Now that spring is coming, it's making sure the brush is picked up and the garbage is picked up and it's appropriate. You know, the parks are cleaned. We've been dealing a lot with the affordable housing issue, which recently the Supreme Court knocked down the COA rules that were established probably 10 years ago.
What were they?
So this has to do with affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, Mount Laurel decision came down, and that was that towns couldn't exclude anyone from living in the community. You had to provide affordable housing. So we have a constitutional obligation to provide affordable housing. And at that time, the state created this arm called COA, the Council on Affordable Housing. And of course, anytime, you know, you get too many bureaucracies involved, it is difficult to get anything done. Mm-hmm. And now the towns have been without guidance for a couple of years. So the Supreme Court, New Jersey Supreme Court, decided that COA isn't going to be making the rules anymore, and the courts are going to decide the affordable housing requirements for the towns. So,
wow.
You know, we're all I don't want to say in a state of panic, but concerned, because, you know, how can a court make a decision when they're not actually on the ground and not dealing with what we deal with every day?
And what about change, like from pre-existing, you know, to
that's it.
That's terrifying.
There's all kinds of confusion. So many of us have already done affordable housing. You know, we've looked at our obligations and we've made sure that as we build, we are putting in and providing affordable housing. One of the drawbacks for Hunterdon County is we don't have a lot of infrastructure for transportation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where do the town, which towns, you know, take the housing, where do they go? And it's not even just the transportation infrastructure, but it's water and sewer. You know, Hunterdon County is a rural county. Many of the municipalities are on septic and well water. How does that impact requirements? So, you know, we are working together. We actually, Mayor Higgins from Clinton Township and myself pulled a meeting together of other mayors in Hunterdon County and said, listen, if we work together, maybe we can solve our own problems.
Wow.
You know, if you decide from the bottom mm-hmm. up rather than the top down.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm very interested in that whole thing because I actually am in East Amwell Township, you mm-hmm. know, and we do have septic and so on. And we have no idea where that's ever going to go to, because, I mean, it's 6 acres. Everybody's got a minimum of 13 or 10 or something. And
right.
Where do you go? And when it comes to that, as to the low income housing, like you say, you can actually have the ability to provide the housing, but then how do they get anywhere to work or do anything?
Exactly.
That is a challenge.
So that's one of the things that, you know, has the last couple of weeks has become more and more obvious, that we really do need to drive the bus. We can't allow anyone else to do it for us, because no one understands our communities better than we do. So mm-hmm. we are going to work together and create a working group.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. And we're excited about again, that. Well, you know what? There's always a purpose and there's a leadership in you. There's something about you that is a leadership person. To run for Congress, to do all this that you've done, and then turn around and then go back to work again and say, okay, I'm going to change something else.
Right.
So talk about that for a moment. First, I wanted to tell you that we heard such rave reviews about the St. Patrick's Day event in Clinton. So
it was
talk
fabulous.
About that.
It was so cold, but it really was. You know, it's such a fun... It's a fun day. Mm-hmm. It's the music. It's the excitement. It's the holiday. It's a celebration.
It was your first one, correct?
It was our second.
Second one, okay.
Second annual.
Wow, we heard so much about it.
It was, so, and of course, you know, we're hoping for a nice, mild day, and it tends to be probably one of the windiest days of the year. But everyone seemed to have a good time and then ended up over at the firehouse for corned beef and cabbage and I don't think green beer, but they did have beer there.
Sure. Well, too bad you missed on that one little note, because I heard everything else was perfect. And
yeah,
green beer,
it really was. You know, they did a great job. The Friendly Sons of St. Patrick really are a great organization in the county and in the community. They do a lot for us.
Well, when you talk about also making sure the parks are clean and the roads are fixed up, I mean, it's a tourism town.
It is.
It's a river town in Hunterdon County, one of the most beautiful ones with the cherry blossoms and everything else. So you're to be congratulated for the way that people think of it, because you are the person behind all of that with your team.
It's a whole group of us mm-hmm. behind it. You know, everyone really loves being there, and they do it because they love it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an I, it definitely is a we.
That's great. Love it. Well, let's go to our first break real quick, because we are in studio today here talking with the mayor of the town of Clinton, New Jersey. Her name is Janice Kovich, and we're going to be right back with Talented People. Stay with us.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and bow.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. their tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:17 on Wednesday, May 6th, and it is just my honor to have Mayor Janice Kovach in the studio today. She's been the mayor of Clinton, New Jersey, the town of Clinton, for 4 years, and she's just walking out of running, and she's going to talk about everything about when she decided to run and why. Janice, let's go back a little bit to what you've just been through. Tell us all about it.
So it was one of those things, and I think the real decision for me came when the government shut down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you listen to a bunch of elected officials get up on all the news programs and talk about how they were going to keep it shut down. And no one really seemed to understand what the impact was back home. What was interesting is the reason government reopened was that there was a group of bipartisan women mm-hmm. who sat down and wrote the framework to reopen government. And they didn't get the credit for it. There were two individuals. I think it was Mark Udall and John McCain who are the only two who came out and said the only reason government reopened was because those women sat down, put aside their differences, and worked on that framework. So to know that it was a group of the bipartisan women, and you know, I listened to all of the men, no disrespect intended, but it was a group of men out there talking about how they were going to keep it shut down. And I thought that maybe if there were more women in Washington, we'd see more things getting done because of our willingness to compromise a little bit more and willingness to sit down across the table from someone we disagree with. So that to me was kind of that decision, that tilting point that made me decide to do it. And, you know, I went back and forth with my family because obviously it's a commitment, not just for me, but from my family as well. And my husband does, you know, he works in the city. So for him, it's a lot of hours there. And he was a little hesitant, but ultimately he knew that this was something that I really wanted to do, and that's what we decided to do. I said, all right, here we are. We're going to do it. We're going to go for it. Whether we get the support or not, it doesn't matter. For me, it's about delivering a message and what needs to happen. And I think if you see more mayors running for Congress and for the Senate, you'll start to see change because mm-hmm. ultimately we're the ones that get those phone calls.
Right.
I deal with the potholes. Right. I deal with the road clearing,
roots,
whatever
issues.
Needs to be, you know, I'm the one responding, and I have a different understanding. I work within a budget. Mm-hmm. I have a 2% cap, but we still need to figure out how we manage through. We understand that you can't keep taxes flat. Ultimately, by doing that, you're eventually someone's going to pay the price down the road. So if we're smart about it and plan effectively, then it's not serious increases. So, you know, that to me was the message, and the message that women bring something different to the table. It was probably about a full year of campaigning from the time you make the decision to do it and then get the accounts started and the filings, and it's different than it is at the state level. So that part was part
What's
of the...
What's different, exactly?
You file through the FEC, so they have different filing requirements, mm-hmm. and you can only take hard money, which is money directly from an individual. You can't take money from corporations.
Mm.
You can take money from political action committees. So the asks are to individual people who, you know, you're asking them to put their faith in you. You know, and part of it was putting my faith in myself and putting some of my own money into it. And by doing that, I can actually go out and say, listen, if I believe in me, I need you to believe in me.
That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a lot of phone calls. I felt like all I did was dial for dollars.
And, you know, it's tough because even with the confidence that you could have in yourself, you kind of feel bad asking people to do that. And then, you know, everybody's being asked for so much right now.
It is.
That it's like, how do you do that? You got to give you a lot of credit for that because, I mean, people don't do anything just because they don't even know where to start.
Right.
Once you started something, you had to do it. And
yes.
So, and there's no halfway.
No. You can't.
Know? And I know your family was so supportive. I mean, as far as we got to meet your sons, your two sons.
The two boys, right.
And then your daughter.
Yes.
And we have some film for that future documentary that shows how completely proud of you as our mother that they were.
Yeah, and, they were definitely behind
still
it.
Are, for sure.
They are.
Because then that's another lesson in itself to have run. But go ahead and tell us all about what happened. Yeah.
So, you know, we spent the time trying to raise money, trying to get support. You know, we knew that the message resonated. Everyone that we spoke with, and the district's a huge district, so it was, mm-hmm. you know, six counties, 75 municipalities. It goes from Union County to Warren County. It's big. Put a lot of miles on my car. So, you know, we were out, we were talking to people, any place we could go. It didn't matter to me if there was one person there or 20 people there. You know, the more I got the word out, the better off we were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, the message was the right message. It was, and listen, I will knock both parties here because both parties do a horrible job about including women in the process. The Democrats hadn't elected a woman to Congress in 35 years.
It's unbelievable, every unword all in one thing right there.
Yes.
I just can't even believe it. Unbelievable.
And the last Republican woman was Marge Rukama, and she left in early 2000. So it has been a long time since a woman served in the New Jersey delegation. And, you know, and I called the parties out on that. I called the Democrats out on not electing a woman. You know, and there were three women running on the Democratic ticket. Bonnie Watson-Coleman was running for Rush Holtze because he was retiring. Amy Belgard down in the 3rd District and myself in the 7th. And, you know, what I tried to do was pitch it as a hat trick. Mm-hmm. So my kids love hockey. Mm-hmm. And hat trick is when one player scores 3 goals in a game. So the Democrats could have pulled off a hat trick and elected 3 women to Congress. The interesting thing is as I was making a lot of the phone calls, many individuals, including women, said to me, we're good. Bonnie's going to win. We're going to have a woman in Congress. And I think it blew my mind because the comment back was, well, you know, there's 12 congressional seats, right? I didn't know that only one was relegated for a woman, that the rest had to be for men. And you know, they look at you like, well, what are you talking about? I said, I don't think I'm asking for too much to ask for more women representing us in Congress. I mean, we're 51% of the over 50% of the voting population, more than 51% of the population. There should be more women. I mean, we're at 20% down in Washington at this point in time.
Do you think that it's partly, or is it, the men preventing it, or are we as women not taking enough time to understand that we should do more and then not be able to do it when we actually decide to do it? Like, are they both together the same?
I think it's both. Mm-hmm. I, you know, obviously I think part of it is the good old boys club.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. why mess with it? You know, women are an unknown. We're emotional. That's why my favorite. Oh, women are too emotional. So I think part of it is
I just have such a resentment to that, right?
I know you do.
It's like, oh my God. And you know, yes, hell hath no fury is true, but I'm a very sensible person and I can really kick a lot of butt when it comes down to it. Right.
Exactly. You know, it has nothing. I mean, I don't take anything. So people get angry. I deal with them all the time. It's not a personal attack to me. They're frustrated with the system. They're frustrated with what's going on. I can understand that and I can respond to it.
How about that, though, while we're talking about that, do speak a little bit about the opposition as far as, you know, did people think of you as bipartisan and they were like all for you, or were they saying, you know, because of this, I'm not going to go this way?
Well, part of it was because I live in Hunterdon County. I'm a Democrat. Mm-hmm. This is a Republican county. I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. I get it. I don't look at someone for their party affiliation. For me, it's about, mm-hmm. you know, how do we work together? Mm-hmm. I have an amazing council. And I speak publicly about the fact that I have an amazing council. Mm-hmm. It's an all-Republican council, but we work well together because mm-hmm. we truly believe in the work that we do.
It is interesting, though, that I have always, over the years that I've seen you, you talk, you've been very consistent about this position. You've never been one way or the other saying, I'm a Democrat, and I'm only Democrat, and I frown upon Republican. You're like, no, I work with Republicans and my team, and I'm happy with my team, and that doesn't matter. What are we doing here?
Right. Well, and that's what it should be, especially at the local level. I mean, we shouldn't be talking party politics. We're not making policy decisions that are going to have, you know, national impact. We're dealing with what's happening in our communities. And if we can't, and it's interesting because I will see councils that have, that they're all the same party fighting amongst themselves, unbelievably, both sides, not even, you know, not
absolutely.
Democrats,
right.
It's like if it's all one party, the fighting can be mm-hmm. atrocious,
just as worse than, yeah, just as bad.
You know, I've listened to some of the mayors talk about it, and it amazes me that they can't work together for the greater good of the community.
Right.
I'm lucky. I'm not going to jinx my luck. So, you know, like I said, I'm grateful to every single one of those council members. Do we agree on everything? Absolutely not. But
and that's good.
Exactly. Yes. We shouldn't be agreeing on everything.
No, that would be really bad.
So I think part of it was, yes, I did take some heat for supporting Republicans, mm-hmm. For believing that the Republicans can do a good job. I don't know, you know, whatever that may be. Whatever that term is.
Which should be good again, but I can see people saying, you know,
you're
what
not
are you
a
doing
good Democrat.
Here? Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, you know.
You know, and for me, it's about my community. Mm-hmm. It was about the district. You know, the district is the 78 corridor. Mm-hmm. And I look at Clinton as kind of a microcosm of that community. And I see our downtown and our small businesses and how important it is to our community. And I see other towns that are struggling to maintain their small business community. And as they lose it, they become less and less of a community and more of just a bedroom community where people come to sleep, eat, and then get up and go to work the next day. Mm-hmm. You know, Clinton is a gathering place. Mm-hmm. And I want to see our small towns be able to maintain that. I don't want to ever become just an exit off 78.
Right, exactly.
Which, you know, if we're not careful.
Which you're close enough to be, exactly, right.
So we focus on, you know, and that's what the campaign was. It was about getting women engaged. It was about focusing on our small businesses and our communities and understanding the impacts to our communities. As far as women not being supportive, you know, here's the other thing. Sometimes we're our own worst enemies. We can hate women more than we hate men. Why? I don't know. I don't know whether it's, going back to the point, well, we've got one seat, we should be grateful for that. Or if I help one, then I'm going to lose something. You know, the only way we can ever get ahead mm-hmm. is for all of us to work together. You know, as a voting block, we can drive change mm-hmm. that impacts our families. And women get engaged because of an issue or their families.
Well, like they did actually get engaged about you running. There is even an organization, She Should Run,
yes.
right? So, and that's all women. And then all of a sudden, how did that play out?
This, unfortunately, you know, many of the women's organizations, you know, purport to support women and go out and say, you know, give to us because we're going to give to women. And unfortunately, that's not always the case. Yes, they do give to women, but they give to a select group of women mm-hmm. and they don't provide support. I mean, there was a couple organizations that wouldn't even speak to me.
That's just so
as
wrong.
A Democratic, you know, I'm a Democratic woman. They're a Democratic women's organization, but they didn't feel because, oh, well, you can't win. Well, first of all, I'm a sitting mayor, so I deserve the courtesy of at least a conversation. You know, it's one of the few times I'm going to play the mayor card.
Good for you.
I am an elected official.
You do deserve that. And exactly.
I deserve that, at least that courtesy. I couldn't even get that courtesy out of them. And then the Women's Campaign Fund.
And that does kind of set you back mentally a little bit because you're like thinking, what?
Well, it's that. And then you have women who are saying, well, I'm giving to them so they'll give to you. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you're giving to them, but they're not giving to me. Mm-hmm. You know, organizations that I've been a part of for a long time, Planned Parenthood. It was a fight to get their support, and it was kind of too late. you know.
Oh, I was going to ask you that because I think we definitely know that there's lessons learned on this. And I was wondering if more time, do you think, would have changed anything? Do you think?
I think part of it, we could have gotten more people engaged. And it's not always about the money. It's about the
It just seems like it went support. Really fast. Yeah, and the support, right. There wasn't a lot of time to say, you know, to be honest with you, you do have a lot of insight on this. And will you run again?
Yeah, I'm running for re-election for mayor this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's really my focus. Mm-hmm. And I think my skill set, once I'm done, or even as I'm serving as the mayor, you know, my skill set is really helping women understand and navigate. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see a younger group coming up and doing this. You know, like I say it every time. When I'm 80, I'm sitting on the beach drinking cold drinks on a warm beach. Yeah. I'm not, you know, shoveling snow or doing all those things. You know, that's what we need to bring the younger women in for because we need to get them engaged. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be 50 this year.
Yeah, so, you're a baby.
Oh, God, I don't feel it like it sometimes.
Yeah. And then once you turn, it goes, whoa, way too fast.
But the idea is, you know, we need to bring someone with us. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to bring two people with us. Someone in their 30s who really wants to get engaged. This is our opportunity to ensure that our seats are going to other women as well. And we have a balance of power. And it's not about being all women, because really, if it were all women, there'd probably be fighting and everything else going
Absolutely. On. Absolutely. But just give it a shot over
but
here.
Give us a balance.
Yeah, we need them to give us a shot. And we need women like you to take the shot. And then also want to mentor others that, and as you say, younger is even better, because they'll be even more qualified and experienced by the time they get to be at the point where it's a challenge.
Exactly.
And if you don't do it, we're just going to sit here in the same place, which is not right. This is Talented People. We've got to run to our break already. It's 3:32 in the afternoon on Wednesday, May 6th. And I'm Jeannie Murphy, speaking with the mayor of the town of Clinton, New Jersey, Mayor Janice Kovach. Stand by. We'll be right back.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake wants the Justice Department to look for patterns of discrimination within the police department. The request comes after the death of Freddie Gray.
We all know that Baltimore continues to have a fractured relationship between the police and the community. And recent events continue to demonstrate the need to press forward with these reforms.
Meanwhile, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says last week's violence came as a costly blow to the city.
First, we have the 250 stores that were either burned down or ransacked or looted or damaged. They're affected, but every business in the city was affected because for a week they had no business and no one was coming in, and they're affected by the now tarnished reputation of our city.
The state of emergency has been lifted. ISIS claims to have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states ready to attack. They posted the message online in response to the Garland, Texas event last weekend featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. This is USA Headline News.
Bunnies in the garden.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
On my mind. Okay, welcome back to our show. This is Talented People. It's about 3:34 already on Wednesday, May 6th. I hope you're having a great day, and thanks so much for listening in. We really do appreciate it. My conversation has been so enjoyable and really interesting, learning about the town of Clinton, New Jersey Mayor Janice Kovach's recent attempt at running for Congress in the state of New Jersey in the 7th District, coming back and sharing some of her, what she learned, life lessons, and perhaps put them back to use again. But we're going to talk about for a couple minutes here is about what's going on in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And in how, in your view, this feels to see what's happening. A mayor like yourself,
right?
You become the mayor, you're voted in, and then you could be in the international eyes and all over the news with a decision to make in front of everyone. Tell us about how does that look and feel to you?
You know what's, it's tough. I'm not in her shoes. I'm not in her community. But as a mayor, you are forced to make instant decisions, and you have to be comfortable with your judgment. You can't, you know, you surround yourself with advisors that you're supposed to trust. You know, I, for myself, I have an amazing council. I have an awesome staff. I have a good police department, great chief. So I know that I can bounce ideas off when I've got to make a decision about something. And unfortunately, I think part of what's happened is, you know, the media obviously plays into it too. It's a ratings game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is ratings week or last week was ratings week, but, you know, any one of those times that plays into it as well. You've got 24/7 news coverage, which, you know, that constant beating on her could be, you know, making her question herself, and she shouldn't.
Right.
You know, you have to work through the decisions you make. Are they always the best? You hope that everything that you do it with the best intentions. You know, I always kind of think about my family and whatever I do impacting my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I kind of drive my decisions and the work that I do. And, you know, I look at, you know, Stephanie Rawlings Blake is a well-educated individual. She is a woman. She's a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it different if the mayor were a black man or if the mayor were a white man, if the mayor were a white woman? You know, we could play all those scenarios out, but you don't know. But until someone is actually walking in her shoes,
right,
you cannot even begin to understand what it is that she's dealing with on an ongoing basis. You know, she's in the limelight today. We'll see it in, you know, we saw it in Ferguson last year. You know, this isn't about party. This isn't about anything other than an individual who was elected who is trying to do the best she can for her community and keep her community together.
Right. And it must be the tallest order. And there's no way out. You cannot win in the situation no matter what you do. But I do think, to your point, it would be very interesting if there were a way to put different personality,
right,
race into the same thing. Watch the decision be a different one and watch the same amount of controversy come out. It doesn't matter. It's going,
right,
to be spinned whatever way it's going to be spinned by the person who decides to spin it.
What you'll see, I think, is that political science professors will use scenarios,
mm-hmm,
and plug in Mayor A, Mayor B, Mayor C, and Mayor D, and then have their students do, you know, an analysis that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see a report about it in a year's time, I'm sure.
Right. And I believe at the end of it, it's going to come back and say there was no way to win, no matter who you were. It's going to have to,
exactly,
play out with, by the actual, really, the evidence and everything else in the court. But if that goes that far. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting because I do think, as they've been saying in the media a lot, like even for the police officers and those that are afraid to do their jobs in some ways, because it's like you can't do, you're not sure,
right,
who you can trust, like you,
right,
said.
Who's going to have your back in,
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was trying to look back to see with the Ferguson, when Ferguson happened last year, whether or not, how much the mayor was pulled into mm-hmm, the discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, it's a man who is the mayor of Ferguson. I believe, I'm not sure which party he's with, but it's a man. I could not find as many articles and stories as I have about what's happening to Mayor Rawlings Blake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, does the fact that she's a woman play into it? Possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, obviously, the scenarios are somewhat similar,
mm-hmm,
but, you know, why wasn't the mayor challenged as much in Ferguson? And maybe he was, and I just couldn't find the articles. You know, it is
interesting
that
you can't find the articles,
right,
though, you know.
Not a lot of research. It was, mm-hmm, just more of a, you know, I'm curious to see how that happened and how that played out,
mm-hmm,
versus how it's playing out now. And, you know, people need to get beyond. I'm tired of being introduced as the female mayor.
Isn't that something?
You know, I go back when a mayor introduces me and says, oh, this is the female mayor of Clinton. I'm like, are you the male mayor?
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine. I would take an exception.
And, you know, I have mayor plates on my car. I'll tell you a quick story.
Go ahead.
And I was in the city not that long ago, and I was parking the car in one of those garages, and I get out of the car. I'm dressed for a meeting. And this young guy is looking at me and looking at my license plate and looking back at me. And he said, "Where's your husband, the mayor?" And I said, "He's not the mayor. I am." And he's like, "Really? You don't look like a mayor."
Oh,
you know, and it was like, it took everything in me to not respond back. But the fact that anyone could just make assumptions, and that's what we do. We make assumptions based on the fact.
But you just sit there and go, really? And if, especially if it was continuing along a little bit, like a minute into it, he's like, you still don't get this? You
know? I mean, I could see if I'm driving to the bagel store, my sweats and my T-shirt, you know, rolling out of bed, getting a cup of coffee with a baseball hat on. All right, maybe you might not think that I'm the mayor of the town. But, you know, I'm dressed in business attire. I am going to an event or whatever I was going to. I couldn't remember. It just kind of blew my mind and it was a young individual. It wasn't even,
which,
you know,
surprises me even more.
Which surprises me even more. Maybe a college student at that.
Wow. That really is telling, isn't it?
It is. And it's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. Very much. What about, let's talk a little bit about Hunterdon County and as far as like even in your particular town of Clinton, New Jersey. What is going on with crime and everything as far as, have you seen things change over the last 4 years one way or the other?
Obviously, crime is an issue. And, you know, Hunterdon County, it has its share of it. We're on the 70A corridor, Clinton especially. You know, drugs are a huge issue in this county. Mm-hmm. And with the ability for kids to use social media, getting it, it's much easier than it ever used to be. You know, my first month on council, we had someone who died from an overdose. And we've had a couple of them since that time. You know, unfortunately, always young people. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a shame to see that happening, you know, and until parents and communities realize that drugs are an issue, you know, it starts with the prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right? I really do.
The prosecutor's office does a great presentation. I know they do it at Central. They may do it at North and Voorhees as well. But it's so important for parents to understand that this is an epidemic and we're not immune to it.
No, not at all. Isn't Hunterdon County one of the worst, actually?
It's definitely, the numbers are up there.
Yeah.
You know, much higher than you would expect. Mm-hmm. And the thing is we can't ignore it.
Right.
We can't pretend it doesn't happen. We can't pretend our kids aren't doing it. They are. And until we step up and are willing to hold our kids accountable and really get them the help that they need, you know, we're going to continue to see the numbers and no one doing anything about it. And like I said, the prosecutor's office, Prosecutor Kearns does an outstanding job. He worked with the local police departments. We've had him do presentations to us.
I'm going to call him to come on the radio. I want to hear it.
I think that's a great opportunity. You know, people really do need to hear what's going on in the county.
Right. And especially it's like for you, because the town of Clinton is an exit off of 78,
right.
But it's nothing like what someone would think of as an exit. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city, our town. And, you know, it just gets a little worrisome when you do talk about it, because that is a very, the corridor between Harrisburg and New York City is a very big traffic area. And not, you know, don't want to put a downer on it because Hunterdon County is so awesome, but I do think it's important to bring up because you're sitting in that space.
Right.
You can tell us what's going on. So we're going to go to our commercial again, real quick break here at Talented People. This is Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio streaming live across the nation, listening in about Hunterdon County, New Jersey today. Stand by.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you
tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. So happy to let you know that my business partner here, Colleen Kelly, from our Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR companies in studio, along with our guest today, Mayor of Town of Clinton, New Jersey, Mayor Janice Kovach. And all through the show today, we've been learning more about her recent run. She's going back up for election for the mayor of Clinton in June of this year. Is that right?
June's the primary, yes.
Yeah, it's coming up. And then also just some of the responsibilities and, you know, when you take ownership to being a mayor, what right. you're putting your name on in future events like what happened in Baltimore. You never know what you're going to be put into the place to handle, but you've got to have enough confidence in yourself. And I also love the fact that when you did run and you came back and now you're sharing some of the learned experiences. And so with that, you are actually keeping a journal and stories. So tell us about your upcoming book.
So what I tried to do with it was talk about, you know, part of it is lessons learned from my girlfriends and from those who are not my girlfriends.
Love it.
It is, you know, really, it's holding people accountable who, you know, for those that say that they're going to do something and don't. Mm-hmm. My motto is if I'm going to talk the talk, I'm going to walk the walk. Mm-hmm. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And too many times we hear that, oh, yes, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And you know, you were part, you when we did it with She Should Run. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to be this for you, we're going to be that for you. And it's like, no, you really weren't. And you didn't even give me the courtesy of, you know, a phone call or a conversation. It was, well, we're just going to, you know, wipe the slate clean, pretend you're not existing. And how many other women, I mean, I think this is one of the reasons why women don't run. Mm-hmm. Because one, you can't get the support, or you're made to feel as if you're not worthy of their support. Mm-hmm. And obviously, my ego's big enough that I don't really care.
Well,
and
that's what I like about it. You know,
and I'm okay with it.
And yeah, to call out to that, because, you know, they always say behind every successful man is his wife or a woman right. or whatever, which I think is totally true. I believe that.
Yes.
Okay. Then you say standalone woman. Okay. Then they say behind every successful woman is herself sometimes, right. which I believe, and I believe that's true. And I, like you said, we're our own worst enemies when it comes to supporting other women. It's just something wrong with that. But you have a lot of great stories about some women who are supportive too.
Yes. I mean, there have been a number of women who've been so influential in my life. So part of the book will talk about their stories and, mm-hmm. and my interactions with them and how I got to know them. You know, obviously one is Allie McGarren, mm-hmm. Former mayor of the town of Clinton, but also my 8th grade homeroom teacher and social studies teacher and the person who got me into history. Mm-hmm. You know, she, what was great is I had her as a teacher, but when I came back into Clinton, I got to know her as a friend and as a peer. And that was truly amazing because you get to see both sides. Mm-hmm. Now, she could still make me do things because she'd use a teacher voice on me even when I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she was a power to be reckoned with. She didn't care about parties. She was about doing, Clinton was her life. Her family and Clinton, two things that are most important to her. And I learned a lot from her. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot from the women I've worked with in the corporate world, in the not-for-profit world, as a director of the Division on Women, you know, and working with the women that we serve to see what they accomplished and what they overcame. I mean, yes, did I have to ever overcome? Absolutely. I think we all do. But some of these women have overcome obstacles that are, you know, 30-foot brick walls. And the fact that they were able to get over them and become who they are, that to me, I learned something from each one of them, mm-hmm. you know, and to know that we played a role in that, in helping them get over that hurdle. So some of those stories and talking about the tough stuff where, you know, the women who weren't supportive and the organizations who weren't supportive, because I want, this isn't about sour grapes or anything. This is really about, giving other women the opportunity to understand mm-hmm. the game that gets played, mm-hmm. you know, and it is a game, and I understand it's a game.
You know what? And the thing is, you know, there when you go through what you've been through, like you said, if it was a year long learning experience, you can come back, and it's not sour grapes. It's a very clear view yes. of what happened.
It is.
And I say all the time is if I'm happy or sad or whatever happens, it doesn't matter if it's a Hurricane Sandy situation or whatever the bad right. is. You know, if you're like you are, you're able to take that and say, well, this is what I learned. And it could be negative, but it's very positive that I learned this
right.
because I want to share it and make it known that this is what I experienced. And I believe at the end of the day, all of that activism almost in a way
yes.
is going to be probably was as effective as if you were actually sitting there in the office.
I think so too. I think, you know, part of it is going to be calling out the organizations, and maybe that helps change it their does. Paradigm mm-hmm. and makes them rethink what they're doing and how they're supporting women. Mm-hmm. And the other piece of it is, you know, getting more women engaged and helping them find the money to be able to run.
Yeah.
You know, I really do want to see women running and making a difference. You know,
do you have any suggestions on how they can find that money? Is there something that you know offhand that you wish you would have known before you started?
Crowdsourcing.
Oh, good answer. Because do you mind speaking about that for a second? Because it is interesting in our world. You know, yes. we hear about it all the time, and then people don't know what you're talking about. So go ahead.
It's interesting. So crowdfunding is your Indiegogo, your Booster or Boost, any number of sites where you can put out a plea to raise money. And what's interesting, and I actually sat in on a panel at a conference, it's a film conference, but had something to do with crowdfunding. And the most successful crowdfunding are those that crowdsource before they crowdfund. So you take the first 3 months of making sure that you get your word out there, you grow your crowd. Mm-hmm. And you get the engagers involved, you know, and you get everyone involved in it. So, you know, you have people send in photos of something that they've done. One of the examples they used was a documentary they were doing on rock climbing, extreme rock climbing. So they had people sending in all their pictures, and they used these pictures in the documentary. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, it's a film, but the idea is that people became engaged.
Right.
And if you can get people engaged in your campaign, you know, it truly is a grassroots, mm-hmm. then you can go out with a successful crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm. And it is so much easier that they have online to do that now. Because in the old days, you did have to do it manually, individually, and you have a team of volunteers, and God knows you can't count on them all the time.
No, and you can't, I mean, that's not to say that you don't make phone calls. You still make phone calls.
Oh,
you're
going
to dial
sure.
for dollars. You're going to spend a good 2, 3, 4 hours
dollars.
Every day dialing for dollars. Mm-hmm. But using the crowdfunding, and I think that's a unique way for women. Mm-hmm. You know, the crowdfunding for political campaigns is relatively new. Mm-hmm. I actually had a conversation with one of the directors at Indiegogo, because for me, I want to try to help women raise money. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about how do we create a campaign on Indiegogo that we can then disperse the money to women candidates.
That's great.
So
and it should be done. And
legally, we're still working through some of the mm-hmm. the issues around it, but you know, that's what I want to do. I really want to help. And I also want to help women find the consultants that are going to help them get to, you know, the out-of-the-box campaign. you know, what do you need to get started? And then as you raise money, then you can add more pieces to it. But, you know, what's this out of the campaign box? So that you have an idea of what you're looking at. You know, is it $100,000? Is it $1 million? Is it $5,000? Whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm. So everybody out there listening, what's next for you other than hopefully getting, you know, your second, again, your next term, I should say.
The next term, the book, and really taking, you know, I'm going to be spending some time doing some public speaking. And I'm hoping to be heading over to the UK in July to, you know, work with a couple of organizations over there and again, advocate for women.
That's great. Well, we are so glad to have you here today, and we appreciate all your insights, and we wish you all the best. And we are looking forward to hearing about some of your appearances and speaking so we can share that with all of our listeners. We'll have you back on.
Thank you.
All right. That's Mayor Janice Kovach from the town of Clinton, New Jersey, in Hunterdon County. This is Talent to People, getting ready for our second round of show airtime today on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Talent to People radio station. So stand by. We'll be right back with you about 4:03.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake wants the Justice Department to look for patterns of discrimination within the police department. The request comes after the death of Freddie Gray.
We all know that Baltimore continues to have a fractured relationship between the police and the community. And recent events continue to demonstrate the need to press forward with these reforms.
Meanwhile, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says last week's violence came as a costly blow to the city.
First, we have the 250 stores that were either burned down or ransacked or looted or damaged. They're affected, but every business in the city was affected because for a week they had no business and no one was coming in, and they're affected by the now tarnished reputation of our city.
The state of emergency has been lifted. ISIS claims to have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states ready to attack. They posted the message online in response to the Garland, Texas event last weekend featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. This is USA Headline News.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
The budget framework was approved by the Senate yesterday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it is good for the country.
It includes additional resources and flexibility for national defense.
But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders disagrees.
This is an absolute disaster for the working families of this country.
The House adopted it last week. The measure promises to cut domestic agencies and safety net programs like Medicaid and food stamps. A State Department official says it's not acceptable for any agency employee to conduct government business on a private email server, as former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did. Joyce Barr is the agency's chief freedom of information officer. She made the comments today under questioning from Republican senators who held a Senate Judiciary hearing. A town of about 3 dozen people in central North Dakota has been evacuated after an oil train derailed and caught fire. County officials say no injuries have been reported from the accident about 115 miles northeast of Bismarck. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Pentagon's top leaders say setting up a humanitarian safe zone for civilians in Syria is possible. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin's among